This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. While President Trump insists he's bringing home Americans from endless wars in the Mideast, his Pentagon chief says all U.S. troops leaving Syria are going somewhere else. CP correspondent Shelley Adler shed some light.
According to President Trump, earlier this month when he announced plans for troops in Syria,
we have to bring our people back home. And frankly, our great soldiers, I've been talking about this on the campaign, you go back 3 years ago and more, and you watch the speeches. We want to bring our soldiers back home. These are the endless wars, and that's what we're doing.
But Defense Secretary Mark Esper says those troops will head to western Iraq for two missions.
One is to help defend Iraq, and two is to perform a counter-ISIS mission as we sort through the next steps.
I'm Shelley Adler.
A Hong Kong protesters flooded the city streets Sunday in defiance of a ban by the authorities on their march. VOA's Anita Powell was on the street with them.
Today, on Sunday, was one of the larger protests we've seen recently. Tens of thousands of people flooded the streets here in Hong Kong and marched in en masse, reiterating their five demands, and they encountered quite a lot of police resistance. We saw multiple uses of water cannons, of pepper water, and of tear gas to disperse the crowd. But this crowd was determined, and they stuck around in the face of that.
This is the latest chapter in unrest that's disrupted life in the financial hub since early June. Tens of thousands of Lebanese protesters gathered Sunday in major cities and towns for the largest anti-government protest yet in 4 days of demonstrations. The unrest erupted after the government proposed new taxes, part of a stringent austerity measure aimed at a growing economic crisis. Politicians are now racing against time to put forward an economic rescue plan that they hope will calm the public. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson faces a frenzied week of activity in Parliament and possibly in the courts as he tries to woo rebellious lawmakers in time to meet the October 31st Brexit deadline. AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
The question is that Amendment A be made.
A special Saturday session of Parliament failed to even produce a vote on a renegotiated Brexit deal, putting it off until Parliament passes a plan for how Brexit will be carried out. Prime Minister Boris Johnson has sent a letter to European Union leaders requesting to delay Britain's exit from the EU, as he was required by law, but he did not sign it, sending a second signed letter indicating he doesn't favor another extension to Brexit. That prompted this reaction from Labour MP John McDonnell.
He's behaving a bit like a sport brat. Parliament made a decision. He should abide by it.
It's all threatening to add fresh court action to the Brexit mix. I'm Ben Thomas.
In a series of tweets Saturday night, U.S. President Donald Trump said he is canceling plans to hold the next G7 summit at a golf resort that he owns in Miami. Earlier this week, the president had confirmed plans to hold the summit at the Trump National Doral. He blamed the media and Democrats for opposing that site. And President Trump's acting chief of staff, Mick Mulvaney, explained on Fox News that the president and his staff were not expecting the selection of his own resort to be so controversial.
And I honestly think what you saw in the tweet was real. The president isn't one for holding back his feelings and his emotions about something. He was honestly surprised at the level of pushback. At the end of the day, you know, he still considers himself to be in the hospitality business, and he saw an opportunity to take the biggest leaders from around the world, and he wanted to put on the absolute best show, the best visit that he possibly could, and he was very comfortable doing that Doral. And I think we were all surprised at the level of pushback.
Historic-looking plaques popping up in New Hampshire and Massachusetts imagine the effects of climate change that a future generation could see.
The plaques are written from the perspective of someone in the 22nd century looking back. They imagine events like a boathouse destroyed in a storm on September 24th, 2032, or a heat-inspired tick outbreak on June 8th, 2044. They're all part of a climate change awareness campaign by Northeastern University professor Thomas Starr.
By doing this, it kind of plays on people's imaginations in a way that's a little more engaging.
The Remembrance of Climate Futures Project has been installed in Durham, New Hampshire, and Essex, Massachusetts. It will also go to Cambridge, Massachusetts. I'm Julie Walker.
Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. We'll be right back.